Today we talk Colin Kaepernick, Dwayne Wade, more Trump, some Don Cheadle, LAX shootings, Mariah Carey's sister, the VMAs, Rihanna versus Beyonce, and more on today's Headlines with Headliners.
Oh, he doesn't know about the song. We didn't tell him about the song. I love the fact that the song didn't get played today.
These shoulders are still getting played.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't you dance enough for yesterday? Didn't you have enough to dance?
Are we
going
to do it?
Oh, really, guys?
I guess we're going to do it.
I mean.
First of all, we went to a party that was called the last party of the year. And without coordinating it, we were all together. Lots of people were there. It was fun. As far as being turned up, this was on a whole nother level.
I think the appropriate term is lit.
Times.
I think that it's lit. Is that the thing?
Yeah,
the kids
literally,
are using?
It literally was lit because at sundown, bonfires got lit.
It was at the beach.
Yeah, and so there's this thing. See, I've known Kenesha since before either of us were doing comedy, when we were undergrad students at Washington State University. So I understand how a function that's lit can also light her synapses and saying, it's time to black out. So.
I don't even remember
it's good
seeing
to see
on
you.
Oh, you saw me.
I don't remember seeing you there.
Oh, we saw one another.
I don't remember.
I remember. I don't drink. I remember.
I drink and I remember. So
it wasn't
really
my fault. It
you
was
had the best of both worlds. You had the best.
Yeah, I had a good time, man. I was chilling. I had a great time. Kenesha's alive.
Kenesha, good time. Kenesha, good time was a different level. Kenesha, first of all, I wasn't aware of how good you are.
If another one of these chicks hugs Sharon on my mama, I'm going to be dragging hoes through the sand.
I just want to protect my friends.
That's a quote. That was a quote.
Okay.
She's like, my headliners with headlines, us. Said it backwards, but us, headlines with headliners crew, we don't mess around, man. Kenesha says, one more chick hugs him. I'm getting rid of all of these bitches.
You can't cuss on here.
Technically speaking,
that's not a cuss word.
I don't think
you get like 5 of those on network TV.
Oh, okay.
So, well, don't waste my next 4. So that's what she said, and she said she's gonna get rid of the ocean while we're on the beach.
Listen, you guys, I don't remember anything. This is what you have to understand. I can handle my liquor. I really, really can. But people were giving me Hennessy out of their backpacks. And what happens is people are so excited.
That doesn't even sound safe.
I know.
It doesn't sound sanitary, at the least.
They're handing me stuff from their backpacks.
But you got to understand, when people see me, like, I'm the turnip queen. So
yes.
When they see me, they're excited. And they're like, Kenesha, we know you're going to drink shot. And I can't let these people down by not taking these shots.
You
know
can't
what I'm
let
saying?
Them down. You are a people pleaser. You have to black out for the people.
For the
you're
people.
Doing it for the people.
Now,
I appreciate that.
At the core of this is the primitive need to please. She doesn't want to let us down.
I don't. And you had a good time. Look at the stories you
I'll
have
tell you
now.
This. She did not let me down. I will let you know that, because I would have had a much less enjoyable time had Kenesha's antics not been the highlight of my night.
That's what
antics.
That makes her happy.
You crawled on the sand, Kenesha. You were
it was
crawling.
A twerk competition, apparently,
there was no
that
twerking.
I don't remember.
You were crawling across the crowd.
No, she twerked, and when she was done, she saw her way out
by
through
crawling.
Legs.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't wanna.
So she twerked, crawled off.
You know I got a dead knee, so we
she
didn't
decided
recover.
They can't see me anymore if
please,
I crawl.
Please tell me we have some headlines.
Man, we have all kinds of headlines. Kenesha's alive. That's the first one.
Headline
that's
number
story
one.
Zero. Story number one is 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. He's making headlines this week. You guys see the beautiful picture of him.
Yes.
But not just for his NFL play. Kaepernick decided to bench himself during the singing of the pregame national anthem. Foregoing tradition in what has become a controversial decision, Kaepernick summed up his statement, "I'm not going to stand up and show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." There you go.
Yes.
We have a modern day Muhammad Ali, an athlete willing to stop during their prime and say, we need to take care of
this. I don't think
this
is his prime. Let's erase that.
Oh, no, this is as best as he's going to get.
No, he had
football-wise,
a year.
It's a wrap. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
he went up against the Seahawks, and that was it. That was a catamount. Let's not get it twisted. He's not even starting now. He's listed as number 2 quarterback. I don't know if this affects that. I do like what he's saying. I think this is the thing.
Go ahead.
I had an argument some time ago where I told this – and it actually got a bunch of people mad. But there was a dark-skinned black girl and a light-skinned black girl. And they said, which one do you like more? I said, well, that's not a fair question because I just like women.
Yes.
I said, if you guys were ice cream and you were mint chocolate chip and you were chocolate chip cookie dough, I'm still going to eat you regardless because it's ice cream. I do prefer chocolate chip cookie dough, though. The dark-skinned girl was like, so you're not going to, if I was ice cream, you wouldn't partake in me? I was like, no. You're both getting consumed.
Right? I have a question.
Now, here's the thing.
I need to understand.
I want you to understand this.
How did you make this misogynistic? please.
It's not that I made it misogynistic. It's just that people can make a statement in a way where it's easy for the perception of it to be taken with a negative connotation. In context, I put myself in an ice cream shop and I'm a little fat kid happy to eat whatever ice cream I'm handed. They didn't take it as that. They saw a lifelong of pain, rejection, and all that. So all I do is reaffirm the rejection and negative things that they've been receiving. And it's easy for a thing like that to, and I'm bringing this out to say, I think that's kind of what's happening with Kaepernick.
I don't think so. I want, not in that kind
of. No, but I'm saying I want for Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. To make his statement.
Sure.
But what I would have preferred is that he made his statement in a way that could not be jaded or have any context taken away from it. Because when you don't stand for the national anthem, you get this military concern for you're not supporting our troops and you're not believing in the country. Even though his point for not doing it is hella valid. I just, you know, now that he's taking a knee, that says that's a little different. Now that he spoke with a veteran,
okay, but if he would have went the quiet way, would it have this much attention? Would it be bringing up so much conversation? And there's a lot of vets that are standing behind him.
There's a hashtag.
Vets for Kaepernick. Because essentially, they fought for the right to, if you want to stand or if you want to sit. Right, not that we all have to stand.
Yes.
And it points out something that's going on, which is police brutality, which is a big thing that he's talking about. And I feel like more athletes should be jumping in on this and doing the same thing. Everybody said they are.
I know now that one of the Seahawks, Jeremy Lane, sat as well, and there's other athletes joining. Now a lot of people in the stands that aren't standing.
Yes, but if he would have said it any other way, it wouldn't have got this much attention. And I feel like the conversation wouldn't be as strong, and he had to do it this way. I don't feel like him wording it any other way besides the way he did it.
Well, I understand that controversy sells, and I'm fine with it. I just would have preferred. That's what I'm saying. I'm okay with the method he did. I would have preferred. He could have just laid on the logo for the whole pregame. Like, while they're warming up, he could just be like, why is Kaepernick laying on the 49er symbol? Like, then yeah, he says, I'm laying down like the black people that you guys keep. Like, he had a way he could have done it.
I feel like that was the best way that you could do it. It's the national anthem. I'm not standing for this because right now, my country, which never really has, is treating my people fairly. So I'm not standing for this. He could have demanded that
they also do the black national anthem.
But it's more
I'm just saying,
just
there's choices. He did a way that works. I just don't like to see. I would like to see his points about police brutality and change needing to happen be left clear, clean, and concise. Versus now we have all this ignorance that's also attached to it, where people
either
are missing
way he
would have
done it, they would have found a way to be ignorant of it, because a lot of people that do a lot of the oppression and racism act like they don't see it. So they would have found a way to flip it.
Right.
Anyway, he would have done it.
But had he done it a certain way, it would have left the Tammy Lurins of the world with no point to make.
But she will always have a point to make. That is what she does. She's a rabble ruster. So she rousts the rabbles by inflaming any situation that happens. As far as Colin Kaepernick's actions, I personally do not agree with his stance on not standing for the national anthem. I do think it's, in a form, anti-patriotic. However, just because I don't condone it doesn't mean I do not understand it. I completely understand what he's doing. I appreciate the fact that he's doing it. I wish more athletes and more people with celebrity use that behind them to voice an opinion, whatever that opinion is, and to actually take a stance. I was actually very disappointed in Cam Newton's.
I didn't see it.
Cam Newton's
terrible.
Cam Newton gave a press conference where he decided to speak up on the situation and really said nothing. He simply said things, and the quotable is, of course, that 1/8 of an inch stands between all of us, meaning the epidermis layer of our skin, is the color of our skin, and we're all the same on the inside, which is very nice and poignant, but it means nothing.
Right.
It means nothing when Colin Kaepernick is facing scrutiny from across the board, losing his endorsements.
Yes.
Nike, Beats by Dre.
Jaguar. He
lost all of these things. And then went the extra step to put his money where his mouth is by pledging to donate his first million dollars to the charities that stand up for Black Lives Matter. Now, when it comes to police brutality, I think it's very interesting to me that three things. First of all, the people who are feeling the most disrespected mm-hmm. are the same people who for the last 8 years have been calling the president everything under yes. the name, right. including the N-word,
right.
For the last 8 years. And that wasn't unpatriotic or disrespectful, but this happens to be. Second of all, that these people are more upset by Colin Kaepernick's actions than by the actions that actually led to this action. This is a right. reaction to an action, which is police brutality, which I don't even understand is why is this a divisive why is this even a divisive issue or polarizing in the United States or anywhere in the world? Police brutality is wrong.
Right.
We should all know that. We're not. Whoever thinks that all police are bad is an idiot.
Yeah.
What it is bad police are bad. Mm-hmm. They are committing crimes. Good police should stop criminals. They are criminals. We should stop this. It's very simple.
I think it's just logic. I think that anyone that confuses what his actual message is and what he's saying with unpatriotic, and what, not being patriotic?
Unpatriotic act?
I think that that's trash. And I think you need to see, I mean, how can that upset you as much? Also, I don't want to paint the picture that if you disagree with Colin Kaepernick standing during the national anthem, that you do agree with the brutality against blacks. I think somebody can have a stance against him sitting. It may be a confused stance, but I think they can feel one way about that and still feel another way about the other. I think humans are able to feel multiple things at once. I just want everybody to feel and understand that this Black Lives Matter thing is serious, and the brutality against us is they should be, they should just stop playing. That's what I think they should do. Don't just sit down during the song. Just sit down.
Yeah.
How would the sport be if it was white quarterbacks, white running backs, white receivers, white everything? Let's go back to that. Let's go back to basketball where no one dunks. Let's go back to a whole bunch of bounce passes and.
But I don't think they should be
Princeton
the only one.
Being number one for 15 years. Let's go back to that.
That's to stop playing though. At that point, that's when you also need white athletes to stand in unison. What's her name? Megan. I cannot think of her last name to save my life right now. But the soccer player, she just took a knee and she was saying, "I feel like that white people should be."
Is it Megan Trainor?
Yeah, no, that's a singer.
Is that a singer?
What is yeah. her name? Is Megan something? Trainor? She's the soccer singer. Player.
And does she play soccer? Does yeah. Megan Trainor play soccer?
she might be a soccer trainer, but as far as I know, no.
If she gets too close to you, I might soccer. Listen, play on words. It was funny. God. It was a joke. But
not yesterday. Not yesterday.
Yes, it was. Ooh. Anyway, so
yes.
I just feel like it just shouldn't be black athletes taking a knee. I feel like everybody should be against this and should stand behind them.
And
everybody.
It would mean more if white athletes did yeah. so.
I think this is what I think.
Use privilege.
I think yeah. it's time for the commissioner to step up because football is supposed to be football. It's not supposed to be shrouded with a bunch of other stuff. When other things happen, like Deflategate or Roethlisberger cases or dogs getting involved with the victim, the NFL actually steps in. The commissioners issue statements and things like that.
That's because those are actual crimes. This is not a crime. See, that's the difference that people don't realize is that Colin Kaepernick is simply exercising his First Amendment right.
Right.
He's not doing anything more or less. He is exercising. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is peaceful protest. So there's a lot of people out there going, we need peaceful protests. And then so this is not like this. Well, then like what? What would make you feel comfortable? Because right. we've been doing that for a long time and it hasn't worked. And this has started a big conversation. This has started a big conversation, but I do want people to keep in mind, mm-hmm. while everyone's focusing on Colin Kaepernick, we are foregoing a lot of other media news yeah. pieces of information that are going on that are actually much larger than this. So
there's some big stuff going on. I saw some attack dogs being used against Native Americans on the Dakota pipeline.
Yeah. That yeah. they don't have a premise. They use mercenaries.
I saw the pharmaceutical companies got something banned that was actually healing.
Exactly. Banned creatine that would heal opioid users. Right. Exactly. That's a good one. There's a lot of other pieces of news that we are just not paying attention to. We're not paying attention to the fact that Hillary Clinton, for example, smashed Blackberries inside the State Department. That's a big news source.
Not the fruit.
That's a big news source. But we're all focused on Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. So is this all Hillary's like, a hidden agenda?
Take a knee.
Exactly.
<Yeah.
laughs>
exactly. And his jersey now is number one seller. So a lot of people are agreeing with him.
Right. So there's that. And he's also in a market that is supportive of what he's saying.
It is a progressive
liberal
market.
He's in the Bay Area. Yes. I mean, he's in the home of the Black Panthers.
Yes,
and
UEP.
Yeah, it's not like he's in...
But it's not just the Black Panthers. It's also San Francisco tends to be a very liberal, progressive
yes,
town.
Very much so.
LGBT mm-hmm. community is very active there. the black community is very active there. Right. There is a huge black population in the surrounding Bay Area.
There's a few teams that this will go over like this in those markets, and there's some other teams where you're like, that's probably not going to be too hot there.
True. If this was the Atlanta Falcons, I think...
it'd be okay in Atlanta. It wouldn't be okay in Dallas.
It would be fine.
Or the Texans, you know.
Exactly. Dallas, Texans, you're done. But if this was Atlanta, there are only a few teams that something like this could happen. The Redskins, could it happen? But that's another thing. If you're more disrespected by the fact that Colin Kaepernick is taking a knee than the fact that there's a team called the Redskins in the NFL, we have a problem.
Yes.
Right. Well, they're going to have a new expansion team called the Blacks. So that should be pretty good. Anyway, that's a joke. Real quick before we move on to story two, I just wanted to note how big, beautiful, juicy, and lustrous this brand new nappy afro he's sporting is.
Oh, yes. Where did he,
he had like a fade.
Yes.
As soon as he sat down during the anthem and said it was for Black Lives Matter.
Out of nowhere.
He just had like the Huey from the Boondocks.
Yes.
Is that a wig?
It's not a wig.
Does he take it off to put his helmet on?
He had been growing
that hair should be coming out of the bottom of the helmet. I'm looking at him in highlights. There's no hair hanging out. There's no hair under that hat. There's no afro under that hat right there.
Pick that up. No. I mean, for someone like, look at my hair.
Yeah.
It's longer than you think. It is much longer than you think. So it happens.
Right. Well, you do bring that one little lonely curl out. Yes, so I have an idea of the length. All right. So story two, speaking of sports teams and teams that are in progressive areas, this is a bad story, but I'll use that as the segue because there's a member of the Chicago Bulls whose family was struck by tragedy, Dwayne Wade. In his hometown, when his cousin and mother of four, Nikia Aldridge, was gunned down in the streets of Southside Chicago when two men targeting a third man opened fire. Aldridge was not the intended victim. The two brothers allegedly responsible are in custody, and Aldridge was the 465th person murdered in the city of Chicago this year, and one of three people murdered on that same day. So, Kaepernick has a right to be taken a knee when this is the type of thing that's happening. That's 100 more people than there is even days in this year, and the year's not over.
That's true. That's true. I don't know if Colin Kaepernick is taking a knee for this issue, and that's actually one of the hot button topics is the fact that black on black crime is so high, and yet police brutality is the focus. Well, there's the argument that police brutality is obviously a systematic sanction by the government, while black on black crime is between private citizens.
The local government.
So,
am I the only one who feels like black on black crime is ridiculous to say because more white men are killed by white men every year? Asians are people are usually killed by the people of their same race. So
killing who's in your proximity. Yeah, killing who you're around. Right.
So I feel like everybody had, there's white on white crime.
100%.
Asian, you know, right, but, systemically, based on how our communities are policed and how the men in the community are arrested and there's a school to prison pipeline, our communities are raised with a lot of single mothers and children without fathers and guidance and things like that, it does affect the percentage of crime in our communities. Now, had there been equal policing and overall equality in these different communities, I think that it would have a different effect.
Yes.
Now, I think that Chicago needs to just have a curfew, and they need to bring in the
National Guard. And put them under martial law and make this Iraq.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Because you don't know.
For the rest of the summer.
Obviously, no. Nate, obviously you did not watch Chi-Raq, because I think Chicago women should stop giving it up until the murder stops.
I think that would really
hurt. One watched this movie. It was actually a very not
you didn't have
movie,
to watch it. It was just like Othello. It was just a remake of a play.
I did actually watch it.
I saw it too.
It is.
And then the last 30 minutes, I just couldn't do it anymore.
It's not that good, but the premise is actually a very good
shout out to Nick Cannon. He did great in that movie. He was phenomenal as Shy. Now,
that's Nate's boss. I just want to throw
all jokes
out
aside. What do you guys think? Like, keep it short, but what do you guys think would be a realistic solution for Chicago? Is this something we're overlooking? Our president is from Chicago and would like nothing more than to heal where he's from. It's out of hand.
Sure.
465 deaths. And this story is 3 weeks old. So since then, they're probably at about 475 if they're doing three a day.
I feel like a lot of this stuff is because lack of a good education system, lack of opportunity. A lot of these come from robberies and things like that. When you don't have anything to do and you don't have programs to put children in, then they start to get into trouble and they become the adults that were in a trouble.
You can't vote,
you can't vote, you can't get any work. There's no rehabilitation programs. They're arresting these kids early. They're putting themselves in situations early because they don't have anything else to do. And now they're tainted. Their record is tainted. And now I got to rob you because I don't have anything else to do.
Well, both of these gentlemen were multiple felons coming out. This wasn't their first offense. This was their multiple felons, and they were out, and this occurred. So a lot of people are thinking prison reform is the answer. I have to agree with Kanisha when she says education reform. Education.
I would be interested to know what were the original offenses and what was the cause that that was the effect.
Violence.
Why?
Why was the original cause?
Yeah, because here's what I understand. I've gotten a street breakdown of why Chicago is so wild right now. But essentially, there were two or three gentlemen that ran the city, and there was order. And then the police came in through, and they got rid of those three people, which caused pure anarchy, because then there was no more structure to it. So now all the little homies are like, nah, I'm going to be the big homie, says my bullets. And that's how it started. Now there's just an overall psyche of shoot and ask later.
See, that's a really nice evaluation of, like, the fact that, how did this start? I'm the little homie, I want to be the big homie. Mm-hmm. How did that start? How did it not go from, I'm the little patient, I want to be the doctor?
Right.
That's what we need to figure out. When more people, when more kids want to be Chief Keith than they want to be President Barack Obama, mm-hmm. we have a problem. And we need to figure that out. That's right. Where it really starts. And this is part of the concept of systemic disenfranchisement. Mm-hmm. When people feel like they are not a part,
right.
then that's when they take things apart. And that's what we're watching right now.
But what would you say is a viable solution?
I would say let's get rid of all the blacks, right?
Yeah, so
you guys laugh, but there's someone who really believes
that.
Like, there are people, and I've
they
and
say
I've
let's just let them keep shooting each other till they don't have no more bullets and there's no more black people
and
left.
We'll put more liquor stores on the corner, and we'll get more guns into the community, and we'll put more drugs in the community because and they'll take themselves
What's a realistic solution?
A realistic solution right now in Chicago would be increased police force, better trained police force, a better education system beginning at a younger age, better training in the teacher population. So Chicago is one of the counties that has, it's one of the cities within the county that has the teacher evaluation program. Mm-hmm. So teachers are encouraged basically to pass their students along. Mm-hmm. Basically, you pass the student along because you get bonuses that way.
Right.
And the next teacher, it becomes their problem. Mm-hmm. And so people, you find a lot of students falling through these cracks.
They have very high dropout too. Yes.
They do have an extremely high dropout rate. So when you place all these things together, you have one big problem, but it's not one big problem. It's actually a series of smaller individual problems coming together.
We can't go back and retro. So we don't have a time machine to go back and catch the grandma where this all kind of started out. I want to know what you think is a realistic solution. So you say increase the police force, increase the quality of education, and what do you
that,
say?
I pretty much said that before.
Right. I think when you hit 465 deaths and you're almost at basically at the 6 month mark, that's call for bringing the National Guard.
But you say
what can
bring
the National
that
Guard
in.
Do?
What can the National Guard do?
Yeah, what can they do?
Because if the police already now are abusing their power, what is like
this? A lot of this. I think when you hit numbers like this, it's the tipping point. It's, I have to shoot or I'm going to be shot. So if you can stop the momentum that all the murders have gained,
sure,
then you can curb it. If nobody dies for a month straight in Chicago, it's gonna change the psyche. It only takes, what, nine days to set in a new habit? They need a new habit of not killing each other.
Yeah. Sure, it sounds reasonable. You now that you're on Wild Out, I'm sure you got paychecks. Did you like paying taxes?
No.
How'd that feel? Paying taxes? Because a lot of people hate potholes, but they also hate paying taxes. Well, you can't have one without the other. National Guard is not free. They cost a lot of money.
I'm just thankful for the income to have something to even be taxed.
Sure.
So I'm not to the point where I'm concerned about that. Like, I'll sit down with who does my taxes and all that, and we'll go over that. But for now, my overall joy of just, look at, there is some money coming in,
of
keeps
course.
Me from being concerned about taxes. Furthermore, if it's going into my Social Security, and if...
Which won't exist when
say,
you...
I you know, we're not going
to that's fine, but through. If it can go into situations where it can be used to help, situations where there's 465 people dead by the eighth month of the year, then you can have that money.
I mean, that sounds reasonable, yeah. And yet you also don't live in Chicago. Chicago's population obviously doesn't want increased taxes. Mm-hmm. They don't want to pay for this. The federal government doesn't want to pay for this. Who ends up paying for this? It comes down to an economic evaluation. It's actually cheaper to just let 465 people die. It's actually more cost efficient because when it comes down to it, it's bottom line. Bottom line makes this world go round. If something makes dollars, it makes sense. And that's what it is. Unfortunately, is that the way it should be? No. Definitely not. Is that the way it is practically? We're seeing it as we speak.
Right. Oh, I just asked for solutions because there's people saying that they have one, which leads me to story number three. In more tragic news than where we already are, Donald Trump is still running for president of the United States. What makes it worse is that his new campaign objective is to receive African-American votes. Mm. His newfound strategy, the brilliance of Trump's Twitter, tweeted out a statement regarding the tragic death of Nakia Aldridge, the lady we just mentioned in the aforementioned story, Dwayne Wade's cousin and mother of four. Reading Dwayne Wade, this is what it said. He says he's reading Dwayne Wade's cousin was shot. No, I'm sorry, this is the actual tweet. Dwayne Wade's cousin was just shot and killed walking her baby in Chicago. Just what I've been saying, African Americans will vote Trump. So that's Trump's response to the senseless killing of Dwayne Wade's relative. And that's our story number three.
He did apologize after it, but it was after the fact. It's a Trump move where he apologized after. And I'm not as big a proponent of Donald Trump as a lot of people. People hate him. Right. I don't hate him. I just think if you don't like him, then vote.
We have the tweet. We can show you. We can show you guys the tweet. We have the image of the tweet. Exactly. There it is. You can see it. It's not just us saying it. Verified check and all.
Why is it to me when he says walking her baby, it sounds like she was like walking a dog. Am I the only one who reads that way? Like she's out walking her baby. Does anybody else read it like that, or is it just me?
It's also 140 characters in Twitter. I've had to paraphrase a couple of things here and there.
He could have taken the G off and
walking, and the walking with the baby.
Yeah, something just walking her baby. I don't know. That just sounds like she's walking a pet.
He could have taken out a shot and...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He could have just said blacks will vote Trump.
Yeah, he could have. He didn't need the exclamation point.
And the
saying,
hyphen.
He could have took off the G. He could take off all your G's on Twitter. Yeah, and he could have just said Wade.
And he used an apostrophe, yeah. Come on, I mean, gosh, Donald, you just went overboard with your punctuation. Sheesh.
Yeah, so I just don't like him.
I know.
At the core of this, how much he's not in tune with what's going on is just bananas to
me. He's actually very in tune. You know, there is a there's a working conspiracy theory that says that Donald Trump is running and took the Republican vote to take the Republicans out of this race because they actually had stronger candidates that might have beat Hillary Clinton, and now assuring that Hillary Clinton will win.
I think this whole thing is
a viable.
This is what I think it is. I think the entire thing is a plot by the Tea Party to get Ted Cruz elected, and that backfired, and now they're stuck with Trump. And that's what I think it is.
And I don't think they expected so many people to be for him either. Like if he turns around and wins, I will cry. Like I literally will crack up laughing. Like this just went too far.
Just in pain.
It just went too far.
Different people are taking it differently. So I'll go on to story number four. Story number four, flying into the rescue, Don Cheadle, better known as War Machine from the Avengers movies, or Captain Planet from the Funny or Die skit. He came to the rescue of those affected by Trump's tweets, right? It says the award-winning actor and filmmaker had a harsher-than-expected response to Donald Trump's insensitivity, tweeting, "Trump, you are truly a POS." And POS means you're a piece of doo-doo. Promptly followed by an apology where he tweeted, "Sorry, I misspelled." He cleared it up. He backtracked, kind of like Trump does. He says, "Sorry, I misspelled die in a grease fire," creating the action of going Don Cheadle on somebody's ass.
Why does black people's fires always start with grease?
Right? Oh, my gosh.
There's the tweets. Man. You guys can see the tweets.
Don
and you
Cheadle.
Can also see that it has 4,614 likes and 1,900 retweets.
Then, and now I'm sure it's
probably.
Hopefully.
Yeah, since August 27th, it's definitely exponential now. But he definitely feels the same way a lot of us feel. I feel like Kaepernick's afro. I'm just mad and tight, and I've been in hiding too long. I'm mad. I'm mad about it all.
Yeah, I love this response. I think it's absolutely amazing. Because right now, even the presidential candidates have been going back and forth on Twitter. So Twitter has just been the epic center of the BS for this whole election and anything going on. And so
and also,
just where you voice your opinion now.
In the top 50 songs right now. One of them is called F. Donald Trump.
Oh, I love that song. Yes. YG.
And yeah, and so YG and G-Eazy just performed it live at Seattle's Bumper Shoot, and I saw some footage from one of Macklemore's roadies of backstage, and there's nothing like 75,000 people screaming F. Donald Trump.
Which is the thing. It's a movement. To the beat. It's a movement, but that's what I'm saying. If you really feel that way, I hope all 75,000 of those people go vote. Because I remember when Bernie Sanders was the rage, and then none of those kids went and voted. Like, if you could have voted for Bernie Sanders after Greystone Sunday at 2 in the morning, yes, you would have won. But you didn't. You have to get up.
You're saying Tuesday. If they had voting booths outside the
exactly.
Letout?
Exactly. Yes. Right out the Letout. Right outside of One Oak. He would have won. But when you have to get up at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday and take your whole day off and vote, we saw that those 75,000 people didn't show up. Mm. And that's what the problem is. So while I love what Don Cheadle wrote, even though I still haven't really forgiven him for the whole Terrence Howard and then him taking over as War Machine and Avengers. I mean, I just felt like, you know, a certain way because, you know, Terrence Howard and I.
Anyway, it's better now. Is, now War Machine's not like, come on, man. I'm about to shoot everybody down that main. Come
stop
on, man.
Hating Iron Man,
tell me you got my back, man. Oh,
don't
man.
Don't be doing Lucius Lyon like that.
That's how he sounds.
You know what's crazy about Trump, too? So they had this thing where he had went into the church.
Mariah Carey. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, he's saying that he went to the black church because he's trying to get the black vote, right? Uh-huh. And, but everybody from that neighborhood was tweeting that he didn't really go into a black church.
He did
rented
not.
The hall next door and then filled it with people and act like he was at the
right.
black church. Well, and he looked very uncomfortable, by the way.
He does currently have a pastor from two black churches, one who's been debunked for everything he said. Which one thing you would hate so much is because on his bio originally he had said he had crossed and became a Kappa. And that was a lie.
I don't mind. He's as he wants. As long as he ain't no Q, he's good with me.
That was a lie. Well, I just felt like you felt like a camaraderie with the fraternities.
A little bit, but as long as it's not us being fraudulent, I'm okay with it. There's as many fake alphas as you want out there, guys. If you're watching this now.
We don't condone that. No, headlines of headliners, we do not condone.
No, we do not. No.
What are we not condoning?
We're not condoning any type of fraudulent fraternity
action. People are going to say they're members of stuff that they're not until time is over. They all want to be in the club. I'm just saying, do that with anybody but the Qs. That's
or the
all
Sigmas
I can ask.
Or the Zetas. Or,
there you go. So that's it's just me being
or the
personal about it. Yeah, or...
So what's the next story? What's the next story?
Is. Okay, so the next story. This is crazy. It's kind of out of right field. We're going to lighten it up a little bit with this. But Mariah Carey's sister jumps off in the news this week for allegedly being a jump off.
Big time.
Yeah. Yes. Mariah Carey's 55-year-old HIV-positive sister, Allison Carey, was arrested for prostitution in the Saugerties,
New York. Let's use the word allegedly somewhere in there. Just because it was reported, we don't know.
She didn't get them good
allegedly,
genes.
But go on.
It says allegedly for being a jump off. So I've already said the word allegedly.
Okay.
And then it was in New York during an undercover police investigation. Police say she solicited money in exchange for sex from undercover police officer. Police say she used online advertisements to solicit customers.
Allegedly.
Acting like she was Mariah, saying, oh yeah, it's me. It's such a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. When I close my eyes, I come
so
and take you on.
Using
I'm a butterfly.
Song lyrics?
Yeah, and she says when she gets there, she hits the
like
high
that,
note.
Though? Why did you
police
say
are
like
urged
that?
Sweet, anyone sweet, to, fantasy, yeah, and you know how she hits that high note? She
yeah.
says she'll do that too. All right, let's play the video.
I love you, and I desperately need your help. Please don't abandon me like this. Mariah, I love you, and I desperately need your help. Please don't abandon me like this.
Gotta take that serious, Mariah. Come get your sister.
No, sometimes, first of all, sometimes you just gotta leave them where they're at. You don't know how much stuff she probably put her through, okay?
That's true.
You
but she's on the internet
stuff.
Selling HVI vagina saying that she is Mariah. So,
well, one sweet day, she's going to be up out of here.
Yeah. So it says earlier this year, it's reported that the older Carey reached out to her estranged sister via video. That's what we just watched. How about that, huh?
First of all, I don't know why I'm laughing so hard. This is a sad story.
Because it's funny.
But it's a sad story. Listen,
no,
let's
comedy can't live if there's no space for tragedy. Comedy lives off of tragedy. We just watched a woman who's selling tainted
vagina
and
yes.
saying she's Mariah Carey.
And using the lyrics. That's my favorite part.
That's actually the part that makes me laugh is the fact that she used the lyrics in the ad. So when you see the Craigslist post, she wrote out the lyrics. So I don't even know where to take this. A lot of people on the internet are going at Mariah,
mm-hmm.
And they're saying that, you know, since you've been with her since Babies of Pacifier, you should probably make it work. Why are you not? Why are you not?
Like Babies of Pacifier.
Why are you not with your girl? Why are you not helping your sister? But like Kenesha said, we don't know what they've been through. So this
gotta come get your sister, Mariah. That bond is stronger than crack.
No, it's not. Not when they be in your house stealing, leaving your kids on the porch, using up your ID. So now your license is suspended for the next 5 years and they try to put you in jail. You don't know what they've been.
So I say, Mariah, come get your sister. Kenesha says, leave her. Teron says, somebody got to help. Maybe not Mariah.
And she can put her in some type of facility. But other than that, what is she supposed to do?
True. I enjoy Mariah's lyrics.
Yes, I do.
All right. So we had a lot of subjects, a lot of stories. This has been a great episode. I want to make sure you guys know where you can find us at, Teron.
At I Am Teron on social media and Laugh Factory every Monday and Thursday at 10. Please make sure to come to a show.
Kenesha Bus.
Kenesha Is Comedy, K-A-N-I-S-H-A. And you can find me at All Deaf Digital or on Sirius XM.
Or at the beach acting a fool.
Hey, you can catch me on Wildin' Out Thursday nights on MTV. Nick Cannon presents Wildin' Out. Yes. Also tonight, yes. 11 p.m. Pacific and also Eastern, and then 10 Central, I will be doing my stand-up special on MTV2.
Please cannot tune in. Wait for that. Get cannot wait for on. That.
Headlines with Headliners.
That is so real, man.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.